Yeah, they look like they're going to be surprisingly strong. In fact, the early numbers indicate that it's going to be the best retail season since 2007. And 2007, by the way, was a record. And, of course, we know what's happened since then. We know about the crisis in 08 and how much it's affected our unemployment rate and et cetera. But 07 was an incredible year. They are predicting that they think total sales will be up 3 to 4%, but it also appears that online sales just continue to grow almost exponentially, not quite that strongly, but about 16%. They think that retail sales will be up for the week ending on December the 25th. This is going to be a light week in terms of economic releases and kind of an unusual week in that there really will not be a holiday as far as the stock exchange and the bond market's concerned because of the fact that the law prohibits the stock exchanges from being closed on a day that's the end of a quarter. In this case, it's the end of a quarter and the end of a year because Friday's the 31st. So there won't be a holiday for those of us that work on related to the stock markets this year. One of the things that I find particularly ironic is, of course, when you go to Walmart or any other place and you buy a basket of goods, 90% of them say made in China, it seems. Well, here China is trying to slow down their economic expansion. They say that their unemployment rate's about 4%. They're concerned about inflation. For the second time in 3 months, the Central Bank of China has taken the unusual step to raise interest rates to try to combat inflation and also to slow down their rate of economic expansion. Here we are trying to continue with all types of stimulative measures and can't get our unemployment rate down, and it's kind of interesting the contrast between the two countries. We know, of course, that China's an export-driven economy, and there's a growing class of consumers there, but a lot of U.S. companies are benefiting from this. For example, McDonald's, Yum, which, of course, owns Taco Bell and Pizza Hut, and et cetera. So it's going to be interesting to see what continues to happen as we see this, divide develop between the eastern economies and the developed western economies. And also, the column that was in the paper yesterday, I pointed out there's still some time to do some things this week, some unusual things from a tax planning standpoint. Still time to do a Roth conversion now that we know what the tax rates are going to be for the next couple of years. And an unusual provision that was in the law that expired last in 2009, it gives people who are over 70 and a half and have an IRA an ability to make a distribution directly from their IRA to charity or charities of their choice. Congress dilly-dallied so long in passing that now they say that if you do those distributions from your IRAs, this is if you're over 70 and a half, if you do those distributions from your IRAs to charities in January of 2011, they'll let them count toward 2010, including meeting the required minimum distribution contributions for 2010. And as you work on your tax return sometime, maybe the first quarter of 2011, you may find that some of these last-minute changes that Congress made are not really reflected in the forms yet. But, of course, if you go to a tax preparer or do your return yourself on using TurboTax or something, you ought to be okay. But we're going to be in a period of transition tax-wise for the next several months.
I understand some of the payroll companies that do payrolls and so on are being told to try to get this cutback on deduction for, I guess, basically Social Security in force.
Yeah, they cut Social Security from 6.2% to 4.2%, but only for the employee portion. But yeah, a lot of companies are scrambling trying to get their payroll software done, but the IRS says they're going to cut them some slack, too. So we'll see how that works out.
All right, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor, Stern AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street.